podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are live at Target Field in a visit to the home of the Twins that we had planned long before we knew just how much news there was going to be around the Twins. And we want to get right into it with the president of baseball and business operations for the Twins, Derek Falvey. Derek, thanks for, well, first of all, like, since the news that the Pollads were retaining majority ownership, like, how much sleep have you had over the last couple of days?
Well, yesterday was particularly unique because I was with the club in New York, and we had, as many know, we had the rain delay last night and the getaway night. So I think we arrived back here around 3:30 or so, and ultimately got a little bit of sleep. But it's back at it tonight here against the Tigers, and looking forward to seeing our guys back out on the field.
So you were, because you were in New York, I assume you saw some of the fan reaction from the news that the Pollads were going to retain ownership, about a 10-month journey, sort of like when you put your house up for sale, maybe you don't love the offers you got, and you say, like, well, we're going to go this route instead. But the fan reaction, and it's hard to know what all of the fan reaction has been, but the fan reaction has been ranging from disappointment to anger. Minnesota fans gut punched. Not what the fans wanted. Pollads crush hopes of a fan base that deserves better. How do you respond to the fans who were hoping that there would be a new era around the Twins and around the ownership?
Yeah, I think obviously over the course of the last 9 to 10 months, or however long it was going on, you know, we were aware of it very acutely daily around, you know, inside our organization. There's a lot of uncertainty as to what comes next, and with that comes a lot of thoughts and opinions, and in some cases hopes and fears, right, as you just described. And so, you know, our focus inside the building and within our operation with our baseball group, our business group, and others is to focus on what we can control every day, right, which is try and continue to put the players on the field in the best position to be successful, to make this experience at Target Field the best it could be, and acknowledging that, you know, in many cases, even people inside the building, myself included, that process is ongoing without our involvement, right? As you said, there's a process that goes on with the Pollad family and certainly with Allen and company, and we got to the conclusion we got to yesterday. My focus from this point going forward is now about the clarity, about the go forward with what we have. I've worked for the Pollad family for a long time. I know how much they care about this franchise and this community. And I know that bringing on some limited partners with some different experiences, as Joe shared yesterday in some of his comments and stories, we hope will add another dimension to how we operate going forward. But we feel the passion. We feel everything that these fans in this community have, and we want that. We don't want apathy. We want people to be involved and care. We understand that, and we're committed to trying to find continued ways to improve this baseball team and improve the experience we have here at Target Field.
But that passion, I have friends who have said, I'm not spending another dime at Target Field while the Pollads are in charge. People have been posting their season ticket cancellation. It is a next level thing. I worry you have two hats. So from a baseball standpoint, yeah, you focus on the players, and we'll talk about the trade deadline and all of that. But from a business standpoint, you look at the community reaction and think, man, the community is pissed at the Pollads.
Yeah, well, I what I would say to that, and what I can control, certainly I don't want to speak personally on behalf of the Pollads. I don't think that's fair. I know Joe has spoken for himself and for the family and will continue to do so in the days ahead. What I focus on is what I hope that fans get to see with our team right now, right? When I see some of the young players that are stepping up and seeing Luke Kuechel come back on the field and give us that spark and the way we've played at times, really since the trade deadline, in a way that I see young players getting better every day. And I admit, I understand all of that noise that comes around outside of that. My focus and my control and what I can do inside this building every day is to try and make sure we put our players in a position to continue to grow and be successful.
But part of what you have to do is sell tickets and get people to come down here. And how do you do that when fans feel like the new boss is the same as the old boss? Like, they, for 10 months, there was a belief that, all right, maybe things are going to change down there. Maybe there will be more spending. Maybe they'll give Derek more money. Or maybe they'll fire Derek. I don't know what people were. Obviously, you on a personal level, when the boss is going to change and that doesn't change, you, I'm sure you have personal emotions around that too. But the fan base, I mean, getting people to show up, that's part of the duality of your gig too.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's, but I've always viewed it, even in my prior role where I was focused exclusively on the baseball, I view it the same way, right? We want people to want to be here to enjoy the experience of Target Field and Twins baseball. And that's obviously the play on the field and having guys go out and perform. And it's also the experience we get inside the ballpark. And I don't think that's changed, right? My focus is to continue to find ways to invest in that and make that as good as it can possibly be. We understand that there's passion around other aspects of this and Polad family ownership. I am hopeful that with the new limited partners coming in, that there's a continued emphasis on how do we continue to evolve and grow and get better. And I know Joe has said that he's excited about that kind of partnership. So as we get further into that and as I get to know some of those folks and work with them, I'm hopeful we have some new ideas to invest in what we do here at Target Field.
Derek, have you met all of the limited partners? Do we know who all these people are yet?
Yeah, the only thing I could say to that is that I've probably met some of the members of what that could look like. And as Joe has said and was shared yesterday, there's still a process to that as to get to the final conclusion with respect to Major League Baseball and otherwise. So I don't want to get out ahead of that. But I've had a chance to meet some folks who are likely a part of this group going forward, and I know they bring some really fresh and thoughtful ideas to what we're doing going forward.
Will people know who any of these folks are?
I think that remains to be determined, and I'll leave that certainly to the Polad family and to those limited partners to make that decision. That obviously isn't that isn't my decision to make, but I would say that I know that they want to be part of a continued conversation how we improve what we do here at Target Field.
So I know like there's still approvals from baseball, but when will we find out?
Again, something I don't have perfect clarity around, Jason, to be candid with you. I feel like Joe wanted to and the family wanted to make sure that when they got to that point in time where they felt the agreement was warranted, they wanted to be able to share that themselves, you know, not have that leak out via some report along the way. And that's why they did so yesterday, maybe a little bit in advance of having everything truly final across the finish line with the league. And as soon as I'm aware of that, I'm sure that will be something they'll share with the public.
Because I think what fans want to know, and this is from your standpoint, it's how much ability you have to go out and get players or to re-sign people that we want to keep around here. And if the limited partnership is just about paying down the debt that's been widely reported, numbers between $400-$450 million, I don't know that fans are going to be that excited about paying down the debt unless that unlocks more money for you to spend.
Yeah, and I think remains to be seen exactly what that looks like. I think once the limited partners and the Polads get together, I'm sure I'll be brought into some conversations around what that means for our go forward for next year and beyond. But we're not at that stage yet. You know, will happen.
Do you expect the partnership will unlock some budget, some money, so we can re-sign maybe a Joe Ryan?
Yeah, right now, you and I don't know. I don't have that answer today. My expectation is once we get to that point, those conversations will occur, and I'm hopeful to get into those conversations.
You would hope so. Otherwise, what are we doing? Why go through this process? Why make a change? Why even bring on limited partners?
Yeah, I understand that, and this is something that I'm sure at the appropriate time, Joe and the family will have commentary around what that looks like. I'll work in concert with them once we get to that point. But as we've said to this point, we don't have clarity around what that structure is looking like.
Derek Falvey is the president of baseball and business operations. Is this, you know, when you look going forward as to how is this going to shake out, is your plan that you would still keep doing both of these roles? Or now that you've been in it for a bit, like, would it be better to have a separate business person and a separate baseball?
Yeah, you know, it's funny going
then
back.
I can only ask you half of these questions.
Right, I would say. Well, then you have to have two interviews. So that might be a little harder, right? You can jam them all into one. But my focus has always been on, I've worked for the Polads for a long time now, and when they asked me to take this on, especially during this time, as Dave was stepping into an advisor role, it was something I was always open-minded to whatever would come next. That could have been a sale. That could have been a new control ownership. That could have been ultimately where we landed today. I'll continue to evolve those conversations with the family as they see fit. What's that phrase that people say, you serve at the pleasure of the president, so to speak. You serve at the pleasure of your ownership and what you know ultimately is the best fit. My focus is on doing the job that they asked me to do today, which is continually trying to put this organization in the best position to be successful in here.
You know, watching Joe Ryan last night, I will say, like, the Twins, we needed Joe to pitch well last night after all of the reaction that people had. And he was just phenomenal again. Is there talk about, all right, in the offseason, we either are still cutting or we're adding, or what we're doing after this wholesale 10 or 11 players were traded away by our team, what, you know, can you Can you give us some sense as to what the offseason direction looks like in your mind right now?
Well, I think that you saw at the deadline, obviously you talked about that. Some of that deadline was ultimately probably to be expected in some ways around players who were reaching free agency, right? And a good number of those players that you just mentioned were guys that were going to be free agents at year's end, and we added talent back to our system. Some of those guys had future control, and we were able to get some players back that we thought ultimately added to our long-term pipeline. Is something that we always want to be focused on and investing in. In terms of offseason, the news yesterday is significant, right, in terms of what the plan is going forward with the Pollad family retaining ownership with some limited partners coming on board. I don't want to get out ahead of that. I want to have those conversations with both the family and those limited partners as to what happens going forward. And we have a couple of months left ahead of us here, and one of the things that I've talked about our players with is there's real opportunity for some young players to take on some roles. We're going to learn a lot over the next 2 months, not so much from the Joe Ryans and the guys who've established themselves, but from some of the guys that are just up here for the first time getting a good runway of at-bats. Brooks Lee playing a lot of shortstop and showing what he can do. That's going to be my focus now. Learn what we can about this team, and then work in concert with ownership around what that means for our offseason plan.
Kieschel's sure been fun.
Oh, he's been awesome. You feel for a kid like that, I mean, he's on cloud nine as he should be, but at the same time, you're like, you're going to have some tough days ahead too. You don't want to minimize that, but the fact that he's out there, he plays with such energy and passion, and that's why I've said this all along. You mentioned Joe Ryan. At the deadline, there were a lot of rumors about him moving, and we held high bars on players, and certainly guys, we look at this team right now, and with Luke, and we just talked about Brooks, Byron Buxton roaming center field, Pablo Lopez, Joe Ryan. There's a lot of good talent on this team that we added to in the pipeline, and we feel like I can go compete. We've been 500 since that trade deadline. I think we've played some good teams, obviously the Yankees, the Guardians, the Tigers, all teams that are above 500 or well above 500 in some cases. So we need to keep doing that. We got a tough four-game stretch here with the Tigers in town. Let's keep fighting every night and learning about the team that we have on the field, because I think it's a fun group to get behind.
Derek Falvey is with us. I know you have a million meetings to get back to, but during the trade deadline, that time when I think we expected, as you said, a lot of those moves were expected. But Louis Varland was not expected. I think you could look at a couple of the other players and say, like, certainly Carlos Correa, I don't think was expected. Was this a decision from your team, from your office, or was there a management or an ownership rather directive to say, like, we got to dump salary?
Yeah, I think there were kind of two prongs to this at the deadline. You certainly had, as we just said, a number of players that you were trying to acquire talent that was more for the future, for guys that were approaching free agency. There were some decisions that were straight baseball decisions around the ability to add real talent back, for certain trades. And then there were also, I'd be lying if I didn't say, there were others that were financially motivated in terms of the way they structured around our roster going forward. And all of those blended together, ultimately, how many of those matter in each bucket, it's a little different. But there were some motivations that were financial, too, at the deadline. So all of those blend together to ultimately have led to the
deadline.
But your
decision, or was that kind of coming from Joe Pollack? Because yesterday he told the Star Tribune that he was surprised at how kind of complete, how big of a fire sale, I guess, it was.
Yeah, I guess I would say this, and I know Joe, even in hindsight with some of the comments he made yesterday, we've had some conversations about it. He was very much aware of every decision we were making through the deadline. We work in concert. He's obviously here inside the building. There's a partnership in that on a regular basis. Those are discussions we had ongoing and all the way through, and I feel confident that we were aligned on what those decisions were.
Derek Falvey, we really appreciate the time. It'll be, I think fans want some hope. Fans want some excitement. And so learning who these limited partners are and learning our...
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, are they going to inject some dough? I think we want you to have all the tools to go get... A team that we're excited to watch.
I get that. I appreciate that, Jason. I hope we'll have more conversations on that front in the days to come.
Very good. Derek, thank you
for having me.
Appreciate it. Derek Falvey, always kind with his time with us here on the home of the Twins, CCO Radio.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
to hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.